Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN TV News political reporter Tamon Bradley. You see him on the weekends, and now you're going to hear him from Cleveland. Good morning, Tamon. How you doing? Oh, wait a minute. I got to press his button. There he is. What's happening in Cleveland?
How's it going?
Well, you tell me.
There's a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement here. You know, overnight, someone actually shined a giant light on one of the skyscrapers here, projecting the Biden-Harris campaign logo. Now, by no means is this a large sample size, because Ohio remains a battleground state with polls showing it pretty competitive. But we're gearing up here for first presidential debate, and the expectations are that the gloves will be off, although I don't think the gloves have ever been on.
Yeah, that's true. So it's a 90-minute debate. It's going to air commercial-free across all cable news and broadcast networks. It's going to be streamed online, and it starts at it's 8 o'clock Central Time tonight, right?
8 o'clock Central Time. Chris Wallace is the moderator of Fox News. He, of course, has a great reputation as a thorough interrogator on his Sunday show. And he's going to focus in on some crucial topics, the coronavirus, the economy, the Supreme Court, what he's calling race and violence in our cities, and the integrity of the election.
Yeah, we talked to Chris Wallace on this program here a while back, and in a little bit we'll play some of that conversation for you. He says, though, he plans to be as invisible as possible. So I guess the idea here, at least tonight, the moderator is going to be directing traffic, isn't he?
I think that's his plan, but I'm not buying that he'll actually be able to execute that, because I think there may be the need to do some fact-checking, and there may be the need to step in and break up a fight if indeed Biden and Trump start to go after each other, if things get a bit testy and personal. Mm-hmm. I expect Chris Wallace to play a big role in all of this, and he's equal to the task. He moderated a presidential debate last time, and he is someone respected by both the left and right, so he's a good person to kick off debate season.
Yeah, I agree. That'll be interesting, though, because on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace doesn't let anybody get away with anything, Democrat, Republican, Independent, but everybody's wondering if he sees his role differently tonight, and if he's going to leave the fact-checking up to each candidate. What do you think?
I think you're going to see a little bit of that, but what we're hearing from Joe Biden's advisors is that, in fact, he's not going to do a fact-check. He'll leave that up to Chris Wallace and to news organizations, and in fact, he's going to stick to his message and try to draw a contrast between himself and the president and lay out his vision for the country. But that, you know, that is certainly his game plan. That's the playbook that he's taking with him. But one has to wonder if, in fact, you know, he will get distracted, particularly if President Trump were to go after his son Hunter, engaging in attacks about his business dealings and the income that he's received from overseas companies. That is something that could set Joe Biden off and perhaps get him off track.
Yeah, back to fact-checking. Monmouth University did an interesting poll, and most of the people they polled, 63%, said they would like to see the moderator of the debate fact-check any false information that a candidate shares during the debate. Only 30% felt that should fall to the two candidates. We'll see.
We will see. And look, President Trump, as we know, has a history of being loose with the facts. And if there's something he doesn't like, he'll simply call it fake news. And so you certainly don't want to get caught up in an argument with the president. You'd like to move the discussion forward. You'd like to move around. I think it's a mistake to certainly get caught up on and pinned down in any one area. You want to keep the debate moving. What a difficult task, Bob. Would you want to be moderating this thing tonight? I sure would.
No. No. Where are you going to be tonight, Tamon?
So I will be outside on a rooftop providing live chats for WGN and a bunch of Nexstar stations around the country. And so I'll be watching it and providing stories for the late news, also for afternoon broadcast for Nexstar stations but here in Chicago or there in Chicago on Channel 9.
Well, maybe we'll wake you up tomorrow morning and get your report from Cleveland the morning after.
I'd like that, yeah.
All right, you're on. Tamon Bradley, WGN-TV News. Appreciate the reporting, and have fun tonight.
Okay, it's going to be exciting.
It will be. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.